Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. You know what we do today. We have our weekly life study where we just kind of look and learn and try to be the best us's that we can be. I am so happy that everyone is here with me today. I have a couple of things to share with you, as I always do. I always try to bring you the best news and updates and things that I can, but I want to talk to you a little bit about this event that I went to last night. If you are friends with me on Facebook, you were privy to this conversation. In Times Square, New York, there is this huge billboard. Now, I don't know, for those of you that may or may not know what Times Square is or what Times Square looks like, it used to be very seedy, a lot of porn shops, a lot of just, you know, perverse things. But maybe like coming after Ed Koch, Rudy Giuliani was the one who really ushered it in to make it family friendly, Disney, McDonald's with lights, very Vegas-esque, you know, like. And it's really good for families. Well, on 42nd Street between 7th and 8th Avenues, much closer to Broadway, there is a huge mural, and it depicts black and brown women in the most degrading, disgusting, and vile way. They have one woman squatting over a couch. They have another one with like long fingernails and big bamboo earrings. They have another woman with half her breast hanging out with the nipple protruding through her shirt. I mean, really, really vile stuff. And the sad part about it actually has made the news. The sad part about it is that it was done by a Hispanic woman who said she wanted the tourists and visitors of New York City to see what women of color from other boroughs look like, and because they may not make it to the outer boroughs, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Long Island. So I guess this was her way of bringing her interpretation of bringing black and brown women into Times Square. And so I think it was disgusting. It was commissioned. It should be taken down, and it should have never been allowed to get put up. But what speaks volumes even more so is that this woman I was speaking with from Germany, I asked her, I said, well, do I look like that? She says, no, you're beautiful. I said, well, do you feel black women look like that, or Hispanic women or Latina women look like that? And she said, no. I said, so how do you feel about us being depicted like that? She said, I think it's absolutely terrible. And she said, in Germany, if we didn't like something like that, we would take it down. Or paint over it. I said, well, you can't do that here in New York City because you will get locked up. They will lock you up in New York City. But it's something that needs attention. You know, we have to bring our attention to this. And the sad thing, and I did share this with Facebook. I'm going to read some of the comments a little later on in the broadcast because I got plenty of them. But a lot of people were saying, how can this be allowed to happen? What do? We need to protest. And I have to say, this is like, you know, bringing a sword to a gunfight. Unless you are armed with petitions, unless you are armed with phone numbers, addresses, a strong media list, and things, nothing is ever going to get done. We can stand out there and protest, and we shall overcome all day long. But until you start affecting the pockets and the bottom lines of these people, nothing is ever going to change, which is really heartbreaking, which is really, really heartbreaking. And what we did last night when we were in Times Square is we were stopping women, literally stopping them and saying, have you seen this? Have you seen what this looked like? And once they stopped and saw it, they were like, wow. They were like, wow, I can't believe it. And I'm like, a lot of women just don't know. And once I can't remember who made the quote, once your mind is stretched, I think it says, it can never go back to the same. That's really what we're hoping for. Once you see that your life is, that there's more to it, you can't go back to being the same way. It's just impossible. And so that's what we were really hoping to do last night, to bring light to the situation, raise awareness, heighten people's consciousness, take people to their new place in consciousness, in their Christ consciousness, because women of color, women in general. And then the kicker was that they said that it was in honor of Women's History Month, which is March. We're deep in Women's History Month right now. So I just, you know, was frustrated, saddened. I put it on Facebook. I will be blogging about it today. You can just go to my blog, cybrown.blogspot.com. I tweeted about it last night. So I'm really trying to bring as much attention as I possibly can to the situation, just so, you know, people can really know and can really see, you know, what's going on. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to get into a little bit of music, and I'm going to pick this up. I'm going to start reading some of the comments that people share with me on Facebook. Today is our weekly life study, and so I'm so happy that you're joining me. You can listen to the Cy Brown Morning Show every day, weekdays at 9 a.m. or anytime on the web at cybrown.com. Just want to let you know the chat room is open. Hey, PD, and also big happy morning to Sound the Alarm International. I know who that is. I know who that is. Thank you so much for joining me. I have my callers from 770-973-732-908. Okay, 908 is Central Jersey. So that's good. I'm so happy that everybody's joining me today. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Let's get into a little bit of Hezekiah Walker right here on the Cy Brown Morning Show. Amen. I just wanted to read some of the comments and thoughts just about what I put on Facebook yesterday. We're probably going to do a little bit of a shorter show today, just because I actually have some calls to make regarding this issue. So I didn't want to not do the show, but I will not do a full show today. But I just have to read some of this stuff to you. Last night, at about 11 o'clock at night, I put on Facebook, and PD, I see that you put on my in the chat room that you saw my post on Facebook. I put on Facebook, and that's where I do a lot of my blogging, just getting home from protesting that disgusting mural in Times Square. The city of New York allowed black and brown women to be mocked in the busiest tourist site of the city. Baby, woo, baby, did I get a lot of feedback. Again, it's depicting, the pictures are depicting women in very compromising positions. One is leaning over a couch, and the name of the mural is Getting Ahead. This is a family-friendly show, but you can figure out what they're going for yourself. My friend put, thank you for the hard work, Natasha. I'm disgusted yet not surprised. That's why we need more women like you to change the world, to keep up the good work. My friend Monique put, wow, it's kind of bittersweet. A 26-year-old Hispanic woman depicted the images, but they are the right images. Yes, these women exist at times, and sometimes I look like them, but do I need the world to see it, or does the world need to see it? No, we don't. I probably wouldn't be upset if it depicted and embraced our many sides, not just the hood. So I put, she had the nerve to say she painted it so visitors to New York City could have a glimpse of women of color from other boroughs, since they probably just stay in the city. I am livid. We fight stereotypes in these young kids that don't know much, that don't know how much they're undoing our hard work. Never mind, my brain is tired. Sad part is what happens after we all leave. They probably just laugh, shaking my head. My friend Jody put, Saida, what has the artist said about her piece? She is a Latina, and I'm curious to know where she was coming from. Any information? My friend Monique put, at Jody, I just read she wanted to rep the women of Brooklyn and Harlem. Well, that's what Fox News says. And CQ Curvy Queen, who's always on the show, put, I agree with you, Monique. There are very well some hood females, but there are some that are not. We come in all different shades, size, shapes, colors, and backgrounds, and have all been represented. Monique put, yes, it's funny to me because some of our more educated women are our most hood. That's why I agree we cannot be put in a box. Natasha put, hard to understand, yet she is young and hasn't seen the light yet. Let her evolve, but not on our moms and grandmothers' back. Then again, is this really art? Monique put, art as we know it is in the eye of the beholder. I think the younger generation has not been schooled enough on our struggle, so they take it for granted. But we are really to be blamed for our generation. We allowed them to become selfish monsters. I'm proud of her for doing her thing, honestly. That's why it's bittersweet, because she's winning the battle for her generation. But as a people, we are losing the war. I'm almost done, folks. Monique again put, I don't think we should be mad at her, but at the powers that be for thinking we would be that stupid. So I put, art, Jim Crow was legal under the law, but that didn't make it right. If that's the case, then show all races. But in the heart of Times Square, they knew. CQ put, it could also very well be all this woman knows and sees in her environment. Therefore, that is what she painted. So Lady Wanda Banks, who's a first lady in Harlem, put, thanks for being a true warrior, Saida. This is a disgrace. I'm originally from Brooklyn and lived in Harlem, and that mural doesn't represent me at all. Our young women need guidance and love. Almost done, y'all. Jody put, I fall somewhere in the middle, ladies. I'm a huge believer in art as a form of expression. I think it's wonderful that her piece is sparking this conversation, which allows us to revisit the things that I know I forget all too often, the struggles of the woman before me. I'm not happy with her portrayal of us. I agree we cannot and should not be placed in a box. However, I do believe that this is her truth. So it goes on and on and on. I mean, there were a lot of comments. And again, if you didn't get an opportunity to see the mural, I will be posting it on my blog, because it's just really, it's really just heartbreaking. And when you look at, and I continuously say that when you look at all the things that we could be doing and all the things that we should be talking about, this is not what we're talking about. We're busy talking about Kim Kardashian and stuff like that. So you know, we just have to wake up. Let's get into a little bit more music, everybody. It's the Cy Brown Morning Show, where you can listen to the show anytime on the web. Oh, wait a minute, I have a caller. Well, you know what? Let me play this song real quick. Caller from 347. I'm going to pick you up in a minute. It's a short song.
I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to know tonight you got faith. In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry. Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
Amen, amen, amen. I love that song. That's going to become a staple for the Cy Brown Morning Show. I don't care what religion you are. When you have God's favor, you can do things you never, ever, not never, ever thought you'd be able to do. Caller from 347-581, you're on the air with Cy Brown. You have a question or a comment?
It's Carl Agard.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey.
What's going on?
No, today's Thursday. Sorry about yesterday. I had a bad cold yesterday, and I was
groggy
off of NyQuil. So you didn't want me calling in yesterday, groggy off of NyQuil, talking about your real estate.
Yo, you are too funny. You know what we're talking about. Today is our weekly Bible study. So, you know, but I just want to share with you something really quickly. To all of my listeners, Carl is our resident real estate expert and business guru. He is a weekly contributor to the show who I absolutely adore. And, Carl, I will be in the city tonight. So I don't know if you're still up here. But
oh,
I will.
Definitely give me a call. We also got to talk some business. My friend with the glow charts want to talk to you.
Okay, I'll be in the, I'll be at the Sugar Bar tonight.
Okay, make sure you don't text me.
Yeah, right, no doubt. A little behind-the-scenes chatter. But we were talking just a little bit about what happened last night in Times Square. You have to see it. There's this huge mural, and it's depicting women of color, like, bent over a couch, and the name of the piece is called Getting Ahead. And I put it on my Facebook wall, and, you know, I mean, I know you're a resident. You know, you're a business professional, but I just want to ask you a question. There were a lot of men out there, and the men were the ones that were spearheading this protest. Fox 5 was there. How do you feel about seeing your sisters portrayed like this on a mural in freaking Times Square?
Wow, that's crazy. I never heard of that before.
It's bananas. When you see it, the things are on my Facebook, on my wall. And you'll see the pictures, you're going to be like, you know, bugging out. But one of the things that I share with my listeners at the top of the show, not at the top of the show, I was talking to people last night, excuse me. I was saying, you know, what are we doing to not perpetuate the stereotypes? You know what I'm saying? I know when we talk a certain way and you and I as professionals and we go out, I know I used to get all the time, oh, you're talking like a white girl. which just blew my mind. I couldn't figure out where people would think speaking with some intelligence, you know, that makes me any less African American or any less black than I already am. Do you ever encounter stuff like that, even just in your own profession, people stereotyping you in any particular way?
Oh, that's all the time. You know, the way I dress and look professionally, people always say that, oh, you're such a square, or you want to act white. I heard that so long you get immune to it. But the bottom line is, for me, and I only talk about for me, it's all about the green. I don't really care what people think. As long as my clients are happy or whatever, people could go on stereotypes. I don't care, because if I cared, I'd have been still in the projects 20 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been hearing that since I was 10 years old, that I don't look like this, I need to look like that. And I just want you to beat my own drum. And on my radio show the other day, one of my authors, Gerald P. Simmons, we talked about looking in the mirror. It's one of his chapters in his book, The GPS Success Guide. And what we talked about and what I say is that everyone has to look into the mirror to see what they are as a self, because we look outside the mirror, we look out at the window of other people. We want to be what other people are, what we think is good, what we see on TV or whatever. You just got to be confident in yourself to say, hey, this is who I am and this is what I need to be, and be a leader. And people will fall in line. So at a very young age, I said, listen, I have talents, I'm very smart. I want to look a certain way because I want to be in certain doors to be a certain way. I didn't want to dress like everybody else. And, okay, I got beat up, called names, whatever, whatever. Then after a while, they gave up and said, you know what, you're who you are. And you know what, people fell in line. And even to this day, people will see me that I grew up with and say, man, you know what, you're successful the way you are because you did what you wanted to do and you didn't care what anyone thought about it, you know. Now, with the images, though, this, what you're talking about, is similar to the N-word because, see, on the rap videos, on TV, everything like that, we are projecting our sisters in that image as sex kittens. So then the mainstream will just fall in line, and then they're using that for their advertisements. Same as the N-word, when it was so casual for our rappers to use the N-word in their songs, then after a while, mainstream felt it was okay to use the word itself. So if we put images out there ourselves, we project it to the mainstream that it's okay, that they could just do it also.
That's the thing that, like last night, you know, we started chanting, take the mural down, take the mural down. And someone put on my Facebook wall that, you know, this woman has a right to express herself. And then I really had to catch myself. Do I want to be caught on camera shouting, take the mural down? But yet, what am I doing to change the lives of these young women so that they know that that's not acceptable? And I'm like, you know, we're so quick to be like, oh, you know, take this down. But how many of my friend confessed on Facebook, and she's currently in graduate school, that she dresses like that all the time. And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious, what are you going to do?
Let me get this straight. Who put up, an artist or is
a
it
Hispanic
a
woman. A Hispanic woman painted a mural on 42nd Street, closer to Broadway. It's huge. When you look at the pictures on my Facebook wall or my blog, you're going to be like, I can't believe it, because I literally got – photos of people walking by so you can see the relationship between the size of a person and the size of the mural. One was a woman, like, bent over, squatting over a couch. One was a Hispanic woman leaning over her. In the middle of the mural, there's a woman with her shirt hanging down over her breast, and her nipple is protruding through the shirt. She's got these low-rise jeans with big hips. Further on down the mural, there's two more women. One has, like, big hair, these big, huge earrings, these long, egregious fingernails, and her hips stuck out. And the name of the mural is called Getting Ahead. And when you look at it, that's we don't look like that. But she said her inspiration was to show the visitors in Times Square what the women of color look like in the other boroughs, because they may not necessarily visit Brooklyn or Harlem. So she wanted to bring Brooklyn or Harlem to where the tourists are. Even saying it to you is enough to make me vomit. And I shared at the top of the show that I was talking with a woman from Germany last night, and I said to her, do I look like that? She was like, no. I said, do you think many of my friends look like that? She was like, no. I said, so how do you feel about this? She said, I think it's very disgraceful and very disrespectful to black women. And she said, in Germany, that we would take that down or paint over it. And I'm like, well, we can't do that here in New York because we'll get arrested. She was like, I can't believe it, that they would allow something like that to be posted in Times Square. So, but the sad part about it, here's the sad part about it. when I was out there, I'm like, okay, we need to be having these people petition. Where's the petition? The organizer, and this is no disrespect to him, he was like, oh, it's online. Online?
Yeah.
We're here in Times Square
yeah.
at 5
yeah,
o'clock in the afternoon, and you're talking about it's online. We needed to have volunteers with people with signatures and phone numbers. Here, call this person. We had nothing. So now we're out there, Al Sharpton-esque with bullhorns, and then what are we going to do once everybody goes home? They're laughing at us like these clowns. So I think I'm going to have to do another show on this just because I want to bring attention to it. But anyway, you called in. You're a business professional. And, you know, this is stereotypes that we fight all the time, you and I.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we get stereotypes from everyone. Like I said, when I deal with the mainstream, they look a certain way until they talk, and then, you know, you got to, you know, break down that door. Then even our people, you know, they look at it. So we get it from both sides, really, you know, and it's a constant battle. But after a while, I always say you just got to be true to yourself and just be who you are and let your talent shine through.
No doubt. I'm putting your website in the chat room. Give everybody your website because I'm actually, Carl, going to feature this show. Give everybody your website.
Yeah, my website is www.carlagard.com, and I have all my books there, Getting the Real Out of Real Estate, Getting the Real Out of Starting a Business, and Getting the Real Out of Improving Your Credit.
Okay, everybody stay in touch. Carl has a show Tuesday nights, right, C?
Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Real Money, Real Issues Radio.com. And then next week, Wednesday, I'll be talking about pros and cons of lease purchases.
Ooh, that's how we bought our house. Anyway, I just want to share with you, one of my guests in the chat room said, hey, Carl, just saying hello to you. And then they also put the artist took her impression about a woman to make a conclusion that every woman in that skin color are like that. You're absolutely right. But, you know, it's always good to have you on the show. I don't care when you call in. We always make room for you. I should have recognized your number on the switchboard. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's all good. I just wanted to let you know I was all right because, you know, I kind of disappeared yesterday, but that's what it was.
It's all good. You know what? We'll get with each other this evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
No doubt. We love Carl here on the show. He is such a sweetheart and so full of knowledge and information. So he's always helping our listeners out with information. Listen, everybody, follow my blog. I'm actually going to go to it right now and post some more information. CyBrown.blogspot.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com. /Cy Brown, and that's it. Let me just check the chat room really quickly before we wind up the show. Don't forget to join me June 11th at Madison Square Garden. I am hosting Faith and Family Night with the New York Liberty. We have performances by J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, Judah Camp, and we have some other surprise guests coming. $5 from every ticket will be donated to the National Women's Cancer Alliance, so please come out and support. You get to hang out with me. Tickets start at $15, everybody. So come hang out with me at Madison Square Garden, the greatest place, the greatest venue in the world. I love you all for listening. And remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thanks for listening. You can listen to the Cy Brown Morning Show weekdays live at 9 a.m. or anytime on the web by logging on to CyBrown.com. I'll see you all tomorrow. We have our Welcome to the Weekend show. We are going to party, have a good time, have some good music, and usher in a great weekend. Love you all, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.